This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The government and the opposition parties today reached a consensus to end the logjam in the ongoing winter session to ensure smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla held a meeting with the floor leaders of various political parties this afternoon at the Parliament House. During the meeting, Mr. Birla requested all the members to let the House function smoothly, and the leaders agreed to extend their support to run the House smoothly. Later, talking to reporters outside the Parliament, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said a special discussion on the Constitution to commemorate its 75th year of adoption will be held in the Lok Sabha on the 13th and 14th of this month. In the Rajya Sabha, the discussion will take place on 16th and 17th December. He again appealed to the opposition MPs and leaders of various political parties to allow the parliament to run smoothly. Earlier, both the Houses of Parliament could not transact any substantive business on the fifth consecutive day today, following the opposition's continued ruckus over various issues, including alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group and violence at Sambhal in Uttar Pradesh. India has said that the incident related to the breach of premises at the Bangladesh Assistant High Commission earlier today in Agartala is deeply regrettable. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said that the diplomatic and consular properties should not be targeted under any circumstances. The ministry added that the Government of India is taking action to step up security arrangements for the Bangladesh High Commission in New Delhi and their deputy and assistant high commissions in the country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today emphasized the need for global partnerships, highlighting that the world is facing complex challenges at multiple levels. Addressing the gathering at the CII Partnership Summit in New Delhi, Dr. Jayashankar pointed to the ongoing transformation in the global economy and stressed that tackling these challenges requires more than just individual national efforts. Referring to the Ukraine conflict, US-China friction and the brunt of inflation, debt and currency issues in the global south, Dr. Jayashankar stressed the need for more collaboration. The BJP has appointed Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani as the party's central observers for its legislature party's meeting in Maharashtra, where the MLAs will elect their leader. The BJP Parliamentary Board has approved their appointment. The swearing-in ceremony of the new government in Maharashtra will be held on Thursday. Cyclone Fanjul has caused widespread devastation, bringing record rainfall and flooding to Puducherry and parts of Tamil Nadu. In Puducherry, four persons were killed in rain-related incidents, while two others are still missing. Chief Minister N. Rangasamy has announced a compensation of 5 lakh rupees each to the families of those who lost their lives in the incident. To ease the hardships caused by severe weather, the Chief Minister also declared 5,000 rupees relief for every ration card holder in the Union Territory. In Tamil Nadu, three people lost their lives in rain-related incidents today. Moderate to heavy rains are lashing the interior districts of the state as Cyclone Fanjul is making headway to reach the Arabian Sea. The government has said this year, cumulative paddy residue burning incidents have declined by 68% as compared to last year. Minister of State for Environment Kirti Vardhan Singh informed the Lok Sabha in a written reply that in the year 2022, more than 53,000 cases of stubble burning were recorded in Punjab, Haryana, Delhi, NCR districts of Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan. Domestic benchmark equity indices today ended with gains of over 0.5%, driven by rally in pharma, realty and auto stocks. The 30-share BSE Sensex gained 445 points to close at 80,248, and the NSE Nifty 50 advanced 145 points to settle at 24,276. In the Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India beat Japan by 211 runs in a Group A one-day international match at Sharjah in UAE. In another Group A match, Pakistan defeated UAE by 69 runs at Dubai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.